Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman, the late, great Joe Cocker, bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me on Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Find out all her books, including J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2016. And she's been doing that since she was right out of elementary school, right, Barb, for about 20 years?
Definitely. Or so.
Hey, Barb, you're a very thoughtful person. You're an attorney by education, and if not necessarily by practice, you know, you understand the law. You're a patriot. I've known you for almost 20 years now. I know what a patriot you are. I know how you feel. You're an intellectually honest person, one of the most intellectually honest people I know. What are your thoughts about what happened this week with the report that Director Comey made on the Hillary Clinton email situation?
I was dumbfounded. When he made the statement, no criminal charges, I just, the floor fell out from under me, because he listed all the things
that went wrong. He indicted her and then pulled it away.
Exactly. And it was my understanding that many of the potential charges did not involve necessarily this kind of intent to
right.
do wrong, but just the fact that you did the wrong.
Right. And the fact that in her position, especially with her experience, she should have known she was doing wrong.
Exactly. That's the point. That was
and
the
if you
point.
Know
that was my understanding of the law.
If you know you're doing wrong and you do it anyway, and of course we still don't know if it's hurt the country or not. Right? Even if they say, well, no damage was done,
we don't know that. We
don't
know that. We have to know it's been done.
We don't
it's
know
been
that.
Done.
Yet.
I mean, how stupid can we be if they could hack Sony? You know.
What do we tell our children, Barbara? You've got grandchildren. I've got grandchildren. What do we tell our children when they ask, "Hey, Pop, why are the Clintons above the law?"
Because they are. They just are.
How is that possible?
In this country, I don't know how we've come to this.
Why is this not something that people are riding in the streets about? I mean, this.
Well, one of the things I think has to do with the press.
Yeah.
Which.
The non-curious, corrupt press.
And I don't understand how they benefit from it. Like, what's the good there? You know, tonight on TMC, they're running all the president's men.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded of that, where there were investigative reporters that really cared,
back when there were, right.
And I'm shaking my head. Where are the reporters today? There's stuff out there, but nothing's getting through.
So think about this, Barbara. We've had presidents who turned out to be corrupt and turned out to be to do things that they shouldn't have done once they got in office, right?
Yeah.
Have we ever elected a president that going in we knew was corrupt and was a liar? Have we ever done that before that you think of?
Not to my knowledge.
So think about this, folks. Hillary Clinton, and folks, this is not a Democrat or Republican thing. I promise you, Barbara, I'm making a vow to you, and I know you're making it to me. If this were a Republican, you and I'd be saying the same thing.
This is about
patriotism. This is about telling the truth. This is about
telling the truth.
Trust.
It's about the fact that we were raised to tell the truth. George Washington never told a lie. That was drummed into our
trust
heads.
Trust is the foundation of everything, Barbara. How can could we potentially be electing a president who people know can't be trusted? Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I mean, Comey proved everything he said was like a commercial to juxtapose against her lies, right? How? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
How could we elect a president that we know is a liar? And I don't know. How could we do that, Barb?
I don't know, but we better save ourselves. That's all I have to say.
Well, it's amazing. It's astonishing. I hope we never have to prove it, but if it comes to pass that a Republican does the same thing, I'll be right here saying the same thing. Hey, Barbara, thanks for your input. Thanks for your comments. And,
you betcha.
And thanks for doing a great job today. Come back soon. BarbaraWeltman.com, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, when you check out her website, you will thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.